Any other weekday, Paola Amoroso would be on shift making sure patrons don't damage priceless works of art at a museum in Rome. Instead, she's at a protest against Italy's latest COVID-19 restriction. To go to work, it's now required for all Italians over the age of 50 to get their COVID-19 vaccine, something 61-year-old Amoroso refuses to do.
They're stealing my job, part of my life. It's disoriented me. The bills haven't started arriving yet, but when they do, what then?
Italy's latest COVID-19 restriction took effect on Tuesday, meaning around 500,000 unvaccinated workers over 50 are barred from going to work or receiving sick pay. For months, Italy has increased restrictions on the unvaccinated. First, they were barred from restaurants and other venues. Now, their very livelihoods and income are at risk for refusing the jab.
I am not anti-vax, but I support the freedom to choose. Everyone should be able to decide for themselves whether to take the vaccine or not. If someone decides not to, they shouldn't go hungry, taking their job away.
Although Italy has a nearly 90% vaccination rate, the government says it's necessary to encourage as many people in higher risk age groups to get the jab.
Those opposed to the measure say this latest restriction is an abuse of state power, that it takes away a fundamental right from the individual, the choice of what to put in their body.
It's simply a threat. It's the same thing the mafia does. The mafia tells you if you don't obey, I'm going to make your life impossible. And the government says if you don't give me access to your body, we'll make your life impossible.
Medical experts like Dr. Patrizia Laurenti disagree.
The government has given us a tool for protection. In a pandemic, this is necessary. This isn't a normal time. These haven't been normal times for the past 2 years. This tough choice is necessary.
A tough choice to get their shots that hundreds of thousands of workers are still unwilling to make, no matter the high cost. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Rome.